Welcome to CBT News with Jim Fitzpatrick.
Good morning, everyone. Jim Fitzpatrick with CBT News. Thanks so much for joining us today. There is a lot of focus on new vehicle inventories and how they are being impacted by the continuing chip shortage. Although grosses have been great, as inventories continue to decline, dealers are moving their focus to other profit centers, particularly fixed operations. There is a significant focus on service retention. OEMs measure service retention and hold dealers accountable to a metric or have it as part of an award criteria. So service retention is not only important to the dealer's business, but also important to the relationship with their OEM. So most of OEMs provide a fully funded or co-opt tier one service reminder program. Many dealers depend heavily on these factory sponsored programs for marketing, I should say, and they are a great value to the dealer. On today's show, we're pleased to welcome Tom Heiser, who is the Senior Vice President of Revenue and Customer Experience at GSM, a fixed operations marketing company. Thank you so much, Tom, for joining us today.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Let's kind of dive right in here. What are your thoughts on these programs that are out there, and are they a good deal for dealers, or do they need to do more?
You know, that's a great question. I believe that if a dealer can participate in an OE funded service retention or service reminder program, that they need to take full advantage of that subsidy. The programs are good; they are a good value. Mm-hmm. And the OEs put a lot of due diligence into providing these for their franchisees. Mm-hmm. But the dealers need to understand what they're getting from the manufacturers. It's a great foundational program. But the majority of them are looking at it as a national program. So they're tailored around a one-size-fits-all strategy focused on really what, you know, the tier one brand is looking for, either in a metric of RO growth or service retention or, really and truly kind of a one size fits all.
For sure.
We do believe that they're a great foundation and that they provide a opportunity for dealers to get a basic reminder service out there. But they're not really robust enough to really grow the dealership's business. What we recommend to our clients at GSM is that there are opportunities to do what we call a wraparound or a supplemental program to the OE provided, kind of like what we utilize is the Aflac service, in the industry, in the insurance industry, where Aflac wraps around or supplements the foundational insurance that other programs don't. So we highly recommend that.
Sure. Are there dealers out there, you know, the focal point right now for dealers, as you know, is fixed ops because of the chip shortage, as I mentioned in the lead-in here today. But are there dealers out there that really should be spending more in this area of fixed ops? It seems as though you get a lot of managers and GMs and dealer principals, for that matter, that came out of the variable side, as I did in the industry. And I always found myself spending way more money on sales than I did in service. But my strongest gross profit came out of service. And I always felt as though we were just not doing enough in that area of bringing new customers in and bringing people back on a retention program.
I've worked on both sides of the business. And, we have to bring a customer in. You know, the old saying is, you know, you can't service car unless you sell it first, right?
Right.
But, you know, when you start breaking down, financial statements, there's a lot of opportunity in fixed operations. And, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Jim, is that the majority of general managers and dealers have been brought up on the variable side. And they see the fixed op as an opportunity. They just don't necessarily know exactly what to do over there. That's where GSM, we're fixed ops experts. I love fixed ops marketing because the opportunity is amazing. Most dealers are only spending somewhere between 8% and 10% of their marketing budget. And when you start looking at really what the revenue, the profits that fixed ops is bringing into the organization, it really is significantly lower than what they, I believe they should be spending.
Sure. And the other thing is from a retention standpoint, we still suffer from a very low retention. We sell the car and, you know, we get maybe 30, 35% of those people back into the service lane, you know, to handle the service. So there's a huge opportunity there, right?
Huge opportunity. You know, the independents do a really good job at communicating to the dealer's customers and highlighting areas of convenience and price. You know, and really and truly, if you really look at the pricing out there for really maintenance, dealers are competitive, and they just have to remind their customers to come in and do a good job at you know, providing them the resources and the opportunities to bring their vehicles back in and get them serviced.
That's right. And you won't find an OEM factory trained technician at a Walmart or a Pet Boys, right? 100%. And I think that's a message that we don't, you know, oftentimes successfully convey to the to our customer base out there, you know?
Yeah, both the trained technicians, which is, you know, we pay, you pay for their experience. You know your vehicle is going to get fixed right the first time. That's but right. Also, you have OEM parts. You know what you're going to get in terms of the repair parts that are going on to your vehicle. They're going to be top notch, first class. And so, it's a huge benefit to service a vehicle at a dealership.
Sure. So how do you suggest dealers increase, you know, their reach and frequency above and beyond the factory program?
Well, there's a lot of opportunity out there. You know, again, the factory program is a great foundation. But we've done a lot of research. GSM's been in business for 30 years, and we've done a lot of these reminder and retention programs. Mm-hmm. And we've broken out where the gaps are, where opportunities are within the OE-provided plans. And we've identified four specific areas. And those are audience, communication, channel, and customer behavior. Mm-hmm. And let me just dive into those real quick. And audiences, when you think about what the OE is providing, they usually have a centralized database at the tier one level that is really driven by what the OE marketing guidelines are and who owns what customer and what dealership in their primary area. And so what we've seen based off our research over the last several decades is that those programs usually cover only 41% of a dealer's total database. So significant. So there's a lot of opportunity. You know, OE programs usually stop communicating to customers somewhere between 12 and 18 months from previous visit, or they exclude older vehicles. Some are at, you know, 12 years to 15 years. And as we know, people are keeping their cars longer. And so that's a huge opportunity. And then again, it's the marketing guidelines. Does that customer, you know, fall within the guidelines of that particular dealership? And so by adding additional data through the dealer's DMS system or third party lists, we can expand that reach significantly and from the audience perspective.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The other thing that, you know, worked well for me when we were doing fixed ops marketing at my dealership is I would make sure that we were sending the message to that house that's got maybe two cars or three cars in it, that our dealership can also service those automobiles and to bring them in. So if we had a 25% off coupon or what have you, then I would extend that to all of the vehicles in the household. So it wasn't just the vehicle that we sold that customer.
Yeah, there's a huge opportunity on off-brand, especially now when you know, we talked about the chip shortage. You know, used cars are getting more and more focused in terms of sales on the front end. Not all of them are the branded vehicles that we sell in the used car lot. We want those cars that are off make to come back in. And that is a huge opportunity that OE won't pay for, but the supplemental programs will. We do offer that service. And, you know, that's a great point about getting the whole household. And it's one of the areas where we see where the channel mix is important. Most OEs really rely heavily on email. And then maybe backfill with direct mail if we don't have an email address in the system.
Sure.
And again, great foundation. We think we know that direct mail works very effectively. It needs to have more impact into these programs. But what we've seen is that, you know, customers are in a lot more channels now. You have a lot more opportunity in digital, social networks, and now with streaming video, you have to kind of fish where the fish are. We utilize all those channels on the variable side, and then once a customer buys a car, we really rely on email to communicate with that customer. So dealers need to be have a more robust channel offering also in fixed operations.
Sure. You know, we're talking about a lot of different things, some at a high level in terms of marketing and such. And, you know, you talk to most parts and service directors, they'll say, you know, I've got so much going on right now. I can't even think about this stuff that you guys are talking about right now. Does GSM come in and pretty much offer a turnkey package where they'll take this off of the service director's desk and say, look, we'll deliver, you know, the customers to you. You worry about fixing the cars. Because I know as a busy manager myself, sometimes the marketing, and especially when you really start to drill down and it becomes that much more data driven, it can become very intimidating. And it's, you just say, okay, I don't know how to do this well. I need to bring a vendor in, and that's going to handle that for me so I can focus on my service drive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's super important to us. We have a whole customer success team that works with our dealer clients, and it's about a partnership. You know, we are a vendor, but I like to talk, you know, about a partnership between the dealer groups or OEs that we work with.
Right.
Because, you know, our goal is to be able to sit down and say, you work on the things that your expertise has. Just like you said, Jim, go sell parts and labor.
Right.
Treat that customer the best. But let us do what we do, what we're experts at, and that's bringing that customer to the dealership on a timely basis, and making sure that we're helping dealers not only retain customers but grow their business. You know, one of the things that I talk to dealers about and fixed ops managers all the time is, you know, what is the strategy of filling your service line? And you know, most of the time I hear, well, I open the door and there's a line out there, so we're happy. And so that's not a bad thing to have, but you know, how are we putting together a strategy to sit down and say, hey, we need to feed not only our oil and lube techs, but we need to feed our A and B techs too. So we need really focus on, you know, mechanical repair orders and those types of things. And so, you know, what we find is, let us help you with the strategy, and then let us go execute. You focus on selling parts and service.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key. So I want to thank you so much, Tom Heiser, Senior Vice President of Revenue and Customer Experience at GSM, a fixed ops marketing company. A damn good one at that, I might add. You guys have been around 30 years, so you must be doing something right, right?
We're doing something right. We're doing something right. And we're looking for a great future. You know, we just got acquired this year by Force Marketing. So now we're part of the Force Marketing family of brands, which I think is going to just launch us into the stratosphere. It's fantastic.
That's great. That's great. Glad to hear everything's working nicely there. And I'm sure they're excited about a bright future as well. So, Tom Heiser, thank you so much for joining us here on CBT News. I know our dealers and fixed ops directors will get a lot out of your conversation today.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Thanks for watching CBT News, the voice of the retail automotive industry. Fitzpatrick, Pash, Kane, Lewis, Greenfield, Reed, Dawson, Lopes, Rice. The best lineup in retail automotive. CBTNews.com. Subscribe today.